Hello, this is Rob, and welcome to Point Blank. For those of you that have listened to the intros or previews in the past, you might know that I've been trying to get this podcast off the ground since 2020, just prior to COVID. Then COVID hit, and, well, everything came to a screeching halt. My intent was to come back this week, or this past weekend. No, actually this week. And actually start this up with an experience that I have personally gone through over the last month plus. Let me start off by saying that I'm a Kansas City, Missouri resident. I love my city. I've lived here my entire life, and we had our celebratory parade, because, you know, our Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl for the second time in a row. We had our parade this past Wednesday, the 14th, and I wanted to attend, but couldn't. I'm recovering from procedures I had done recently. But I did watch the whole thing on TV. And so I'd watched the entire parade, then I watched the rally that followed, and everything was great. And pretty much I watched the whole thing, and once the players and everybody went down on stage and it pretty much had come to an end, I had walked away for maybe 2 minutes. I think to grab a drink or something. And I came back, and it would have gone from a rally that was great, everybody was happy, friendly, it was a great time, to utter chaos because two idiots decided that they were going to put families and children in danger by firing off firearms in the middle of this thing, like literally right in front of Union Station. And I literally couldn't believe what I was seeing, because they were still broadcasting on television when all this occurred, like, live. And all you could see was people scattering and running for cover. And, you know, I just, to this very moment, can't believe that people would go out there armed like this. And I'm sure they weren't the only ones that were armed, with the intent of confronting other people, knowing that all these families were around with small children in general. But just the fact that you had, I think they figured, 1 million people out there, there's probably just short of that because people were already starting to leave when the rally concluded. But, you know, I just can't. Like I said, to this very moment, it boggles me that, and they turn out to be juveniles. And, I mean, one woman lost her life and left children and a husband behind, if I'm not mistaken. She was a well-liked local DJ. And, there was 12 children, I believe, that went to Children's Mercy. 9 of those that were shot in this incident, and there were 12 others who went to another local hospital. 8 of those were critical. You know, these were all adults, but 8 of those adults were critical. And that's not taking into account people that were having issues just trying to get away, because it just turned into a stampede. And I have to shout out to the police that were there. I mean, they had arranged for 800 members of law enforcement assorted to be there. And had it not been for the quick reaction, the ability of a quick reaction, because there was so many on site, I could have seen it being much, much worse, with many, many more people being injured. But, I mean, I think we even had some people that were there, fans, that actually ran one guy down and tackled him, held him till the police could get there and detain him. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous that something that was supposed to be celebratory for the city, and we've had these in the past with no problem, but something that was supposed to be celebratory, everybody was happy, there was no problems, went from that to something so totally bad. I mean, people wanted to go to this to remember it. You know, you don't have many opportunities for this usually. And it's something you remember for the rest of your life, no matter what point in your life you're in. And anybody that watches it that isn't from here, you know, sees this, and it's published or whatever. And now it's going to be remembered for this shooting, this act of violence over what it was intended for. And it's sad that we have to now worry about going to things like this, because in an age where people see things like this and wait for an opportunity to copy it or whatever, and or the fear of everyday people going in there and worried that somebody's going to. So, I mean, if they went again, or for anything else like St. Patrick's Day, do we have to worry about gathering there for that? I mean, are they going to have to go to extreme measures and have, like, scanning doorways to allow people in and have it all closed in? I mean, literally have everybody checked as they go in? I mean, it's just really sad, and I really feel for everybody that was injured, especially the children and their families, everybody that was injured and their families, that went out there and just wanted to have a day of fun, remembrance, and camaraderie with, you know, a million of your best friends, and you end up with this, and one person didn't get to go back home to their family, is what it comes down to. And, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I will say that, again, you know, a shout out to all the paramedics, all the police and sheriff and everybody else that was on hand to detain the people responsible, to help the fans that were out there, and to try to keep things under control considering the situation. And I also saw as of today that a lot of chiefs reached out, visited some of the victims, and some of them donated toward organizations to help these people that were injured, help the people that were affected, you know, the trauma of just being out there and seeing what was going on and everything else, seeing people hurt and everything else. I mean, having the services available for people that were traumatized, the mental services available. Chiefs players donated to that. I know that, or at least I read that Taylor Swift donated to the family of the woman, Lisa Lopez, that was killed in this incident. So, I mean, I have to speak, you know, make mention of that, because it shows that the city, everybody in the city, no matter who you are or what financial bracket you're in, we all live here, and we were all there for that celebration that was until it wasn't. So, unfortunately, on that somber note, I'm going to conclude this cast, but feel free to leave any comments or emails at the address provided, and I guess that's all I have for now. I would like to say that I hope everybody that's currently in the hospital, hope you guys fare well. Hope you heal quick. To everybody else that was affected in any way by this incident, if you need to talk to somebody, services are out there. Some of them even free of cost. They're setting up all kinds of things where you can seek it out. You do a quick web search, and I'm sure you could find somebody. If you need to talk to somebody about it, the services are there. Please go talk to somebody. I would say that we can't let things like this deter us from being able to organize events like this and feel safe, for us as citizens, feel safe to go to these things. But in the back of your mind, always wondering, you know, is there somebody out there that's going to start something? Am I at risk? Are my kids at risk? Is my family at risk? Friends? I literally checked everybody that I knew that went as soon as I saw it happen. And fortunately, nobody I knew personally was injured. But not everybody was that lucky. So, for now, again, my name is Rob. This is Point Blank. And until next time, I hope you guys are happy, healthy, and I'll see you next time.